A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my
salvation. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hail to you, our King. You alone are compassionate with our faults.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowds of Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Verbum Domini,
Laudes Te.
When we look at Jesus, we see him, the Son of God, whose only intention is to do the will of the Father for love of the Father, and to give himself his life for love of us, so that we can be saved and have eternal life. And today we see of a woman, a follower of Jesus, Mary, who is heading in that direction of all love for God and for neighbor. And so she gives of herself, emptying of her resources for the love of Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we see people here who are only interested in their own pursuits, who are consumed with selfishness. And Jesus calls us all to love as he loves, no matter what the cost is. So over here, yeah, as we're saying, this event in the Gospel of John, here is Martha, who comes to serve Jesus. And this is what Martha knows: service, work. And she sees that it is, okay, of course, it is time for meal, and she comes and gives Jesus a meal. Here, she's giving all she has to cook for the Lord. You know, this is what she's good at, and she does it for the Lord. And then we have, of course, Mary here, who is just so consumed in love for her God that she breaks open this costly oil, very expensive. She doesn't care what anybody's thinking. She wants to adore her Lord and revere him. And the pouring of oil was a sign of honor and a sign of respect. Now we hear it in the Psalms: "You anoint my head with oil." She didn't anoint his head. She wasn't really, deeming herself worthy to do that. But she anointed his feet with the best, to honor him and revere him. And then you have somebody now speak up. This is Judas. And Judas, you know, yeah, he says, well, you know, why are you wasting this oil? He knows immediately that it is worth 300 days' wages. And then he claims, defending himself, saying, we can give this to the poor. Then you have another set of people down here at the end, the Sadducees. The Sadducees were a very wealthy, a very aristocratic political party. And among them were many priests, including the high priest. So here we have two people loving Jesus, not counting the cost, giving their all for him. And then yet Judas and the Sadducees, who are only interested in their own pursuits. Now, Judas, as it says, he would take from the money bag. So yeah, he's trying, saying about, you know, trying to make himself look, you know, to look good in front of people. You can give it to the poor. He doesn't care about the poor. You know, he's thinking about, well, hey, 300 days' wages could be sold here. What's in it for me? No, if that's a lot of money there, you know, I can take out this much and leave a certain amount over here. And then the Sadducees, no, their authority was now being threatened. See, here we see people who were already now following Jesus, and among them were more and more Jews. So they felt, well, here are these Jews following Jesus. This could cause a public uprising, a civil disturbance. Then what would happen? Then Rome would come in and take the authority from us. And so they don't want to lose their position, their high place in society. So then they're already conspiring to kill Jesus. And we know what's going to happen with Judas. I mean, he wants more. You know, and he's willing to betray Jesus for a little money. Now, let's think about our own lives and our own service to God. You know, Jesus calls us all. You know, and here in this life, you know, this life is going to pass away. Yeah, I mean, God has given us many things so that we could enjoy this life, so that we could experience his love and his gifts in this life. No, he wants us to be happy, to be satisfied. This is life in him. And then there's the abundant life in Jesus. This is a grace here. There's so much we could have here. But yet it will pass away, and then we'll have him for all eternity. That is the most important part, that we have him now, but that for eternity. But what's getting in the way of us being with the Lord for all eternity, or enjoying life to the fullest as God has called us to in this life? It's usually selfishness, our own self-interest, thinking about what's in it for me. What am I going to get out of it? Or when somebody seems to be rising, someone maybe seem to be growing in power, you know, then I feel threatened. And so what happens is that do we lower ourselves like Judas and the Sadducees? Do we get in the way of the people and we try to, you know, stop them in some way or another? Maybe we don't go and kill them, but perhaps we will kill their reputation with gossip. Or we will offend them, curse at them, try to bring them down, manipulate, steal, whatever we have to do to prevent them from taking our place or where we think we should be. God has not called us to that. No, God has called us to love. No, there's times when opportunity comes our way, and of course the Lord wants us to take every opportunity. But the opportunity so that we can, as followers of Jesus Christ, so that we can do things for love of him. And says, well, how this opportunity is given to me, you know, this promotion at work, this new position, this maybe an increase of income, no, this is, or maybe receiving some new material possessions or whatever, a gift. Says, well, how could I use this to please God, to love the Lord, and for the good of other people? That should be our way of thinking, because this is the way of Jesus. I come to do the Father's will. He comes out of love, and he comes only to give himself for love of others. So we think that whatever we have, am I using for the glory of God? Am I giving for the good of people, for my neighbor, so that they can have the best, even though that means better than what I have? And as we do this, we grow in love, in agape love, the highest form of love, to love unconditionally and sacrificially, even if that means giving our life in love for him, losing the life. And so, you know, Jesus says in the gospel, other parts, he says, whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses my life for my sake will find it. He says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but yet lose his soul at the end? So, brothers and sisters, we're in this in this powerful, beautiful week of Holy Week, where we see Jesus who empties himself, pours himself out for love of us. This is what we are to aspire to, where there's no self-interest, no selfishness, but only love for God and love for neighbor. And the Lord, he will help us. No, all we have to do is speak to him. You know, it all starts with a relationship with him and asking for his help, gazing upon him, thinking about his words, thinking about how he lives and he loves in the gospel, and letting ourselves be immersed in that so that that can be reflected as a light to others. And Jesus gives this to us generously, but it's up to us to ask, to pray, to look at him. So may we, as we go through this Holy Week, may the Lord help us to know his love for us and giving himself for love of us. But may he help us to grow in this love and to love like him. God bless you all.